USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters in Hong Kong are storming the legislative complex today to mark the anniversary to the return of Chinese rule. The protesters used metal carts, poles, and pieces of scaffolding to slam into the building's reinforced glass, which finally broke. Demonstrators are continuing to protest against a law that would allow people accused of crimes in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China to be tried. Federal officials are warning about possible acts of domestic terrorism over the 4th of July holiday. The FBI and Homeland Security Department are urging local law enforcement officials to remain vigilant for suspicious activity, though no specific threats are noted. The FBI is reportedly investigating nearly 1,000 suspected domestic terrorists, and if you're traveling by car over the 4th of July holiday, the national average for a gallon of gasoline is $2.70. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Word out of Iran has many people wondering what the next move will be for President Trump. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After saying last week it would do so, Iran is confirming it's breached its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it had reached with the United States and other major powers. The Islamic Republic's foreign minister making the announcement today in defiance of a warning from European nations that also signed that agreement that President Trump has since pulled the U.S. out of.
2020 presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden is reacting to President Trump meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Biden put out a statement saying that yet again Donald Trump has demonstrated that he's more concerned with a photo op for himself than getting results for the American people. Biden did say that diplomacy is important but also requires a strategy, process, and competent leadership. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Oregon GOP senators made national news when they left the state to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The senators were threatened by the governor numerous times to come back, and they did, once the session was over and the bill is now essentially dead. Oregon Republican Senator Tim Knopp was one of the senators hiding. He tells Fox News where he was.
Well, I ended up in four different states, but ultimately landed in Idaho at Lake Coeur d'Alene, and the reason we left is because the governor said that she would arrest her political opponents if we didn't come back to the Capitol. And obviously, we were having a constitutional, peaceful political protest, and we just felt like that we had to be in safe and secure locations.
Knope explains a little bit more as to why he walked out of the session.
Well, it was because our constituents didn't like this bill, and that was our last resort to try to slow this bill down or stop it. Uh-huh. We wanted it referred to the people at a minimum, and so it's back in committee now, and the session is now over.
Friends are gathering at the University of Utah on Monday night to remember Mackenzie Lewick. The Associated Students of the University of Utah will hold a vigil for the 23-year-old who was reported missing on June 20th after she had flown back to Salt Lake City. Investigators believe 31-year-old Ayula Ajahi killed Lewick and then burned her remains. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.